Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgambling.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back, the Minnesota United are back. They will open the season on Saturday at Philly. Joining us, Manny Lagos, one of the great Minnesota soccer names. Manny, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate a little of that music to come have me come in here. And I also appreciate your attitude towards the weather right now. I'm right there with you as a fellow Minnesotan.
You know, we all get it, right? We signed up for it. We live here all this. Where was the nicest place that you ever lived and played in, Manny?
Oh, I've been lucky, Mike, in my career. I lived in a city outside of Barcelona that was beautiful. I really liked Northern California back in the day. I was in a place called Los Gatos, California, which is near San Jose. That I really enjoyed as well. I love the big cities. I played in New York and Chicago too. So I've been spoiled in my career to play in some beautiful places. But certainly this time of the year, you know, you look at the places that were sunny, like Northern California. Yeah. I even played in Tampa a little bit too. But ultimately, I know we're going to get through this, and I know we're going to enjoy a spring here sooner or later.
Yeah, sooner or later, at some point. Now, Manny, of all those places besides the Minnesota United, of course, what was the best fan base that you ever played for?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, I would have to go with San Jose only because we had a kind of a special time there. We won 2 championships in 3 years. You know, I played with Landon Donovan, who was really, he was in the younger years of his career. And, you know, our fans just loved the kind of, we barely lost at home ever in 3 years and won 2 championships. So that was probably, you know, the one that I created the best bond with outside of maybe the Minnesota fans who, when I played here with the Thunder days.
Yeah.
And really special memories for me.
Yeah, for sure. Now Saturday, here we go again. I mean, this season, I feel like I'm always learning about the MLS because I feel like I never really understand it, you know, when they have players on loan and all those things. But the season starts now, this week, with a long training camp. Do you ever worry about length of season, that it's too long for these players and how long they go? How do you pace them through this?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like anything else. Points matter. I mean, they are matter at the end of the year.
Yep.
They matter for getting the playoffs. They matter for your playoff spot. And it matters how you get off and running. And, you know, it is crazy that it's starting up again so quickly. I don't think, relatively speaking, you know, the season this year will go from, you know, beginning of March, end of February, till the beginning of November. It ends a month earlier than usual, because the World Cup this year is in December in Qatar, and we have to have the team stop at the beginning of November so that they can go to their national teams and prepare for the World Cup. So it is unique that it's starting maybe a week early, and it certainly is unique with the weather way it is that we can't think about spring. But at the same time, I'm excited. You know, it's been an off season where we've added a couple of players. We have some new exciting offensive players. We're going to add some stuff to what we're doing. And then ultimately, I think just to answer your question, you know, every game matters. Every point matters because we saw it last year. We barely qualified for the playoffs.
Yeah.
It came out the last day, and then we actually got a pretty good seeding in the playoffs.
Yeah, remember, that was crazy because it was those games were layered on top of each other, and if this team wins, they're in, they're out, all those things, and it was like a matter of 15 minutes to a half hour when all those things were being decided. It was great, great theater at the time. So when you saw last year, you said, okay, next step is, and then when you go about procuring players in the offseason, in this case, some of the new additions that you brought in, as you mentioned. It's different than other leagues in that, and correct me when I'm wrong, but you've got the whole world in different leagues to tap into. What are the limitations in terms of bringing in talent?
Yeah, I would say, the biggest challenge is we're part of a global market of buying and selling players. And, our league is definitely exponentially growing. We're becoming, I think, close to one of the top 10 leagues in the world. But with that, the challenge is that it's not just easy to go buy a team and they'll just give you the player. It takes a long time and a lot of work to try to really procure a player, to get a club interested in selling your player, and then finding a price point that makes sense that you can acquire the player for, and he actually then adds value to your team. We have a great technical staff. We have a great data analytics staff. We have a great scouting staff that I think is just growing. I mean, I think it's great, but it's only going to get bigger and bigger as MLS gets bigger and bigger. But again, I think we've got a great staff that's trying to build and grow the roster. And, certainly Adrian is really involved, particularly this year when we admittedly said we had a great year last year defensively. We just weren't quite clicking offensively.
Yeah.
We went out and added a player we knew well, was here 2 years ago. His name is Luis Almeria. He got injured, but we started scoring a lot of goals. Then COVID hit and scored a bunch of goals in the MLS's back tournament down in Orlando when we did the bubble. And then he got injured. And we missed him last year, and we went after him. We got him and acquired him this year. And then another big signing we think they're really excited about is a young South African kid. That we signed, and our fan base is going nuts, and Mike, you'll love this because they remember Ace Neslingue back
in
the 70s.
The ace, man, the ace of the kicks,
yeah. So Twitter and our fans have been awesomely blowing up about the connection that we've signed, a up-and-coming young South African star that we think is going to be a star. He's on the national team for them, and he just got here a couple days ago, by the way, so he's absorbing our current climate situation as well.
Is it difficult? What's more difficult, analyzing, projecting a player, or making a deal once you decide you want a player?
All of the above.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, it really is. Finding the right player, figuring out the right price point, figuring out if you can buy or sell them, the club will let them go. I mean, again, we're always approached by other clubs to buy our players too. So it's one of those situations where, it's tough. And then once the player's here, getting them adapted to our league, getting adapted to our environment, our culture, and then ultimately, having the coaching staff, making them better and making them click with the team. So all of those things make it incredibly challenging to be part of that kind of global transfer market.
When he gets here, how long does it take to get him up to speed with the system and where you can count on all those things? In basketball, they'll play guys the same night that they sign them. What's it like in soccer?
Well, I think a couple things. It depends on the time of the year. If the player's been playing a lot and he's fit and he's healthy, you're now more safe to say that he at least he won't get injured if he starts playing right away. So that's a big push to make sure the player is super fit, has been playing, and again doesn't have a chance of getting injured. A lot of times when guys come in and haven't played a while and they get injured, next thing you know they're out 4 weeks, and then it takes even longer for them to get ready for kind of the demands of our league and the physicality and then just like the toughness our league presents. And then the second thing really comes down to this coaching staff figuring out the best way to integrate a player. And I think that comes down to experience, age, and ultimately trying to figure out the best way to kind of bring a player along. So we've had guys come in the night before and start the next day. And we've also had guys come in and take 3 weeks to get involved. So ultimately, again, that's why this weekend is a big deal. It's the opening of MLS. It's on the road against a tough Philadelphia team that has been one of the better teams in the league the last couple of years, and we want to get points. So ultimately, our staff's going to have some good decisions to make, hopefully, about some of the new guys and how they want to integrate them to figure out if we can get some points this weekend.
Manny Lagos is our guest from the Minnesota United. They open it Saturday at Philadelphia, and away we go. For your own fan base, obviously Minnesota, you go in, you cover every season of the four seasons, basically. How does that affect strategically as you sign players? You're starting cold, then it gets warm, all those things, and how do you try to appeal to the fan base? I mean is it a different crowd you're trying to bring in the spring versus the summer, because you're going to get more families in the summer once it's nice? How does that work?
I mean, I guess for our home fans and for growing the fan base and growing the stories. And again, to me, it's a little bit of this being on the radio with you and telling stories about the drama, the challenges of what we're doing, the transfer market, or building the roster, or, you know, the tactical realities of a chess match, of a soccer game, and what system Adrian's going to play this weekend, and how is he going to help us get points. And then we come back home and play on March 5th, which is probably going to be the earliest MLS game ever, I think, played in Minnesota, which could be incredibly cold. But ultimately, Mike, what I would say is it's one of the best experiences for sports right now in the Twin Cities market. And a lot of it has to do with the guys in the field and how well they've played the last couple of years. But ultimately, it's this connection of people being so happy that we have soccer in the city with their own stadium, that just experience that gives me chills. And really, you know, you kind of played that song that we all play and sing when we win a game.
Yeah.
And that to me is I don't think it matters what season it is. I think we've got this fan base and we're starting to get more and more fans that want to start experiencing it. I can't tell you how many people come up to me like I got to get to a game to experience what people are talking about. And, you know, you've been involved in sports in this market, all sports, for so long. We also were involved in doing some soccer stuff, even Thunder back in the day.
Remember that? Minnesota Thunder Weekly, buddy.
Yeah, I love it.
And Buzz Lagos, a Buzz Lagos production, yeah.
Well, I still have the VHS tape.
I do too somewhere.
I could never predict it that, you know, we
God, isn't that something when you think about that 25 years ago, whatever it was, and now here we sit talking about this brand new stadium and same. I've long believed, Manny, that and I don't know if this was by design or accident. I don't know if I've ever asked you this or if you know the answer to it. But the proximity of that stadium and soccer, to me, go hand in hand. It's urban. It's mass transportation. It's public transportation. It's you get off, you walk up. I hadn't really thought about that when the stadium was built. But as I watch the way it plays in the demographics of your audience, which is all over the map. I mean, you've kind of got the whole, you know, the full gamut of who comes out there. It seems to me like that's the perfect place to build that stadium. I didn't really think about it when you built it. I just assumed that was the best land deal you got. But was that by design?
It was. I mean, I think, you know, if we go back, there was obviously the other spot. Farmers Market in Minneapolis was...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forget that. Yeah.
Area that we
kind of
really
similar, though, in terms
about.
Of urbanization. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And right by the light rail as well. And I just think in the end, you know, one of the things I love about St. Paul, and I loved about, I think at the time was Mayor Coleman, that he recognized right away the opportunity, particularly because you have owners that are paying for the stadium and want to do it for the reasons of, they think it's going to enhance the community. And I think Mayor Coleman of St. Paul at the time really pushed and said, guys, this is life-changing for us to have in St. Paul. And to your right, at the end of the day, you had a spot. I grew up only a couple miles from that.
Yeah, that's right.
That was unused parking lot.
Yep.
And it's just perfect. And it's so cool to see now the light rail going in, all the buildings going up, it becoming a destination. And ultimately, Michael, the crazy thing for me is like, what are they going to do about parking? But the reality is, it's so weird. People now have either shifted to mass transit, or they don't mind parking further away, which I never imagined Minnesotans would want. And it hasn't become a problem. You know, they've figured out a way to kind of manage an urban stadium experience, unlike I think, you know, we've had in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, urban's cool. You know, it is. Cause I love it because it means there's going to be a melting pot of different people there, and I think that's good for all of us to experience. Well, good luck on Saturday. I ran into Chris Wright at the grocery store the other night, and he was just getting back from Florida, and he was very, very tan and seemed like he was in a very good mood.
Yeah, he is. I mean, what a guy. What an impactful person, businessman, sportsman to Minnesota, to us, to basketball, indoor soccer. You know, we would not be where we are today without his leadership, and particularly taking this club and building it into what we are, especially at Allianz Field. I can't say enough about how important he's been to the growth of our club and the growth of that experience we just talked about at Allianz Field.
Yeah, it was great to see he and his wife and see them finally living the retirement life, and I hope enjoying it. Manny, always good to visit with you. I hope we can do it frequently during the season.
Love it. Let's get after it. Let's get this MLS season going, and let's get off to a better start. We started 0-4 last year, so we've got
right.
to get off to better starts with
you. Yeah,
yeah.
You will. Manny, thank you so much. Manny Lagos from the Minnesota United.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.